There could be major funding changes on the way for Wisconsin public schools. A lawmaker-led committee on education spending met for the final time Wednesday. It put forward a list of recommendations for legislative action. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the details.
The Blue Ribbon Commission on School Funding traveled around the state in 2018. It took testimony from administrators, teachers, parents, and students. The consensus, an overhaul of Wisconsin's education funding system, is overdue. Commission members across political divides agreed on a number of recommendations for the legislature to take up in 2019. Republican Senator Luther Olson is co-chair of the commission.
We just can't just go on our way merrily saying, you know, it's sort of like whistling past the graveyard that these problems don't exist. They do exist, and school districts need help with some of these, or all these situations.
One of the biggest strains on school districts comes from state-imposed property tax caps called revenue limits. The caps are not uniform across the state, meaning some districts have more spending power than others. And revenue limits don't keep pace with inflation. Commission co-chair Joel Kitchens, a GOP state representative, said the legislature should change that.
I think it would make it much more certain if we put it in statute that it's going to go up by inflation every year. I think that's one of the big things we heard around the state, that districts really, really want certainty. They want to know in a few years, you know, where they're going to be. So I think this would be a step in that direction.
The group agreed on a recommendation to tie revenue limit increases to inflation. The commission also recognized the need for more special education funding. Right now, state aid only covers about 25% of district special ed costs. The panel didn't agree on a specific increase. It put forward multiple options that would raise special ed funding, but to different degrees. The most generous proposal would increase reimbursement to 60%. The most conservative would boost it to 30%. Dan Rossmiller with the Wisconsin Association of School Boards advocated for an increase on the larger side. He emphasized that school districts have dealt with flat special education funding for a decade.
I agree that any increase is better than where we're at right now. I would hope that we could be a little bit bold.
The panel also discussed using weighted funding to help schools serve their most disadvantaged children. That would mean more per pupil money for poor students and English language learners. The commission's actions were a good sign for public school advocates. The Wisconsin Public Education Network posted a statement on Facebook saying the meeting exceeded its expectations. The next step is legislation. Lawmakers on the committee promised to bring bills forward addressing the education funding proposals. Here's Representative Kitchens.
I would love to have bipartisan support on all of them, Democrats and Republicans on board. I mean, we're going to have a split government, so nothing happens if we don't have both on board.
The government will be split between the Republican-led legislature and new Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who takes office January 7th. As head of the Department of Public Instruction, Evers recommended many proposals to better fund education. The Blue Ribbon Commission's recommendations indicate that at least some Republican lawmakers have similar goals. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.